Mikasa, Levi, Kenny,
Mikasa, please,
Mikasa.
Mikasa.
Oh, Kenny, gosh. Yeah, actually, yeah, you know what? I do the same thing to you. When Ed says something wrong, I'm like, damn it, come on, man, say it properly. All right,
Nah,
cool.
go
Mikasa. So, when.
Mikasa.
Okay, all right. Gosh, man.
Sorry, go on.
That's fine. You keep it in. It's all right.
Nah.
Keep all of this in. Let
All
them
right,
know
cool.
what really goes down. This is
Cool.
how I get bullied, guys.
No, it's not.
But I think the Ackermans, you know
Sorry, when you
that.
say Mikasa,
You're keeping that in. You're keeping that
Sukasa. No, sorry. Mikasa
Okay,
is
all right.
Sukasa. Anyway. Bonkai. Senbon Sakura. Kageyoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show. So you've made it past the intro. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us, whether you're a new or a returning listener. Now, Christmas is coming up, and, you know, Solo, I don't know if he's going to get me a Christmas present, but
no,
what we are
I'm
going
not.
to... Well, you're off my Christmas list. That's a cross. But what we are going to do, because Solo's been the Mr. Grinch, is we are going to give two lucky listeners a gift, as it were. So if you don't know, it's redbubble.com. They do so many different types of merchandise, and they do anime merchandise. They have a lot of anime merchandise there. So if you want to know how much the gift is worth and you just want to know more details about the show, do please listen to the end of the show where we'll give all that detail as relates to the gift. It was all a dream. It was all a dream. Classic words from Biggie's Juicy song. And we are talking today about Attack on Titan, Season 4, Episode 1 specifically. We'll go around themes around the actual Attack on Titan anime, but we're just doing first impressions of the season, of the Season 4 or the final season first episode. Now, I say it's all a dream because some fan theories think this might all just be a dream. Probably the worst fan theory, but hey, wouldn't it be something if it was all a dream? I'm your host, as always, Ed, joined by my special guest slash co-host, Solo. And today, like I said, we're going to go straight into it. But before we do, I would like to ask any returning visitors, speaking of dreams, just to tell a friend. You know, it's Christmas time. If you're enjoying this show, tell a friend, tell some friends, you know, put it on your social media or email, whatever you do to send information to your friends, your anime friends, please. It will be such a help to us. A great Christmas present to us, you know. And, you know, I dream about you guys sharing our content. So if you can, that would be awesome. And if you're new to this and it's your first time, then have a listen. Have a look through our channel. And if, again, you like what you hear, please subscribe and share this with any anime fans you think will enjoy. All right, Solo, we're going to go straight into it. So, just to give you a bit of context, Solo rushed. Rushed.
Well,
he had seen
rush,
season one.
Rush. Wait, okay. See, look, this is how you're going to get stories wrong, right? So, this is exactly what happened. So, what did I do? I watched season one of Attack on Titan. I'd watched two, but the first part of two, and then I stopped. And I just forgot about it for years. Literally, about a year, I just forgot about it. And then I heard that Attack on Titan season 3 was pretty good. I thought, all right, cool. I'll get back onto it when they've built up. Because I like to binge watch. So I don't like waiting week on week unless it's a good anime or manga. I hate waiting. So then Ed was like, oh, yeah, let's talk about it. I'm like, you need to give me more time, man. You need to give me more time. So I decided, you know, I'm going to go back, rewatch. I'm going to watch all of season. I actually ended up watching all of season 2 again and
oh,
season
wow.
3. And season 3, well, caught up with season 3. Yeah, I'm gonna read the manga.
So it should be fresh in your mind, right?
Yeah. It's all there.
So guys, we'll try not to make this a spoiler episode. So with that said, Solo, why don't you tell them how everyone dies? No, I'm joking.
Can you imagine?
No, I'm joking. There will be spoilers in this episode, everyone. There's no way we can go around it. So if you haven't seen Attacking on Titan yet, then I would say don't listen, or watch it, then listen to this. If you don't mind any spoilers, then by all means, listen. So let's go straight into it. Solo, what was your first impressions of season four, or the final season, episode one? Because I'm not going to lie, and similar to you, what I did was I watched these because I thought, you know, I remember, I kind of got the gist of it.
You need a refresher, man,
because when I first watched, and I watched season four, episode one twice, because when I first watched it, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Literally, I watched the last 15 episodes of season three.
Good.
And then I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, that makes it now makes more sense as it relates to season four, episode one. You know, the Marlians are attacking. They're attacking this these kind of people. I can't remember their name. I don't think those were the Eldians.
I thought you were talking about just generally. No, sorry.
I'm talking about the trenches.
The East Allied forces.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Solo fresh.
Fresh in my mind. Fresh in my mind.
So they're attacking them, and obviously. The whole point, it's revealed that they want to go back to the Paradise Island in order to, you know, get back the founding Titan as well as pillage the resources on that island. So, I mean, Solo, we'll go back to season two and three, but just quickly, what were your first thoughts on season four, episode one, or last season?
Well, you know what, it's hard to take. It's because this is a very diplomatic, it's like a politician's answer, right?
Yeah,
but let's wait till we see one or two, three. Shall I tell you why? This is why.
The whole point is first impression, Solo. You're ruining this.
But however, one thing that I will say is that I'm very interested in this whole succession, to be the next armored Titan. So for me, I'm gonna go back a little bit. When you first start watching Attack on Titan, you're like, oh yeah, it's just the humans against Titans, and then you start hearing secrets, and then secret. So this is when things get really interesting for me, and this is when I really start liking this show, right? Because then you start understanding like all the stuff you find out in season three. Like, hold up a second. So there's like we always kind of knew that the world was bigger than the walls, than what we've seen, but then now they're actually showing it, and the fact that you're now seeing the other side, you're now actually understand, you're now having an insight as to what the other side are doing and how they are.
Sorry to cut you off just quickly. Did you actually think that there were already people outside the walls? Because when I first watched it, you already knew.
Yeah,
well, or no, you already thought there would be.
So I didn't know. There's nothing that told me, but I just thought no, there has to be people outside the wall. Because remember, there were always villages outside. So many of the humans that became scouts and the military police and so the garrison, they were all from outside the wall. So if their villages exist,
were they?
Well, no, as in like, you know, the three different walls, right? The different onion layers.
Yeah.
If people existed just outside there, let me just go back. The main reason I thought there has to be something outside is because there's a wall. A wall exists. A wall exists, and Titans keep coming from outside. So something has to be outside. Something else has to be outside.
Well, yeah, the Titans. But you didn't think that there were actually humans.
Yeah, of course.
You actually thought there were humans.
Yeah, of course I thought they were humans. Because all the Titans that we see, they're all mindless. So something intelligent has to exist outside. Something.
Okay.
We see like one or two, like you see Armored Titan, Beast Titan, Annie, but they're all, well, bar those ones, they're all mindless Titans. Then, like, not even the abnormals, just the run-of-the-mill basic ones. So it's like, nah, something intelligent has to exist outside the wall. It just has to. So I didn't know anything more than that. I just thought, I would be interested to see that. My first impression is like, okay, so now we're getting to understand their own kind of community, how they're set up, what they do, because we're going to get into that, but was for finally starting to see how all of these different type, all these different, well,
how the story unfolds.
Yeah, well, no, not the story, but Zeke and how what their group is doing.
Oh, in terms of their motives.
Yeah. Beforehand we kept seeing. Basically, and this is good. This is where it gets confusing. I have to remember all these names, though. The Eldians and understanding. Yep. Okay, well, like the secrets. Yep. What the hell was in the basement and all those things? But yep. Now it's like, yep. No, there's a world much bigger than that. And I like this type of expansion. When we start expanding the world of a show, I like that type of thing. So yeah, for me, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing. Okay, let's understand your motives. Let's understand exactly what you're trying to do.
No, I absolutely agree. I think the whole show is just amazing. I think when we talk about in the One Piece appreciation episode, why we love One Piece as it relates to story, I think this is right up there as it relates to story and how it's
been. I think so.
Okay. I mean, it's not as, because One Piece is so much longer and it's obviously got more depth, but I think it's up there as it relates to a good story. You know, it keeps you in suspense. It's got some things that are shrouded in mystery, i.e. One Piece is shrouded in mystery, the polygraphs. In this case, it was, you know, why are these titans? Who are the titans kind of thing? So I think, obviously, it's not as good as the One Piece story. I think One Piece story is yet to be rivaled. But I think just because One Piece has been a longer series, you know, it can obviously unravel and has more layers, as it were. But I think as a standalone, these four seasons, I think it's really good as a story. The concept, you know, what the revelation of, you know, the Marlian people, how, you know, the Eldians, first of all, had that island, or not island, but had the actual, were the ones who were rulers, and they treated the Marley people badly. And then after, the Eldian king didn't like it, so he kind of submitted, went to Paradis, and then built up the walls there. And then obviously you have the Emir, who essentially is the first founding Titan. I forgot her name. Eren, I think it's Eren. No, it's not Eren, sorry. I can't remember her first name, Emir. But was it Emir? Yeah, it's Emir Fritz, sorry. Emir Fritz, sorry. Yeah, so she was like the first founding first founding Titan. I think it was a great story. I actually like the fact that the first episode kind of, and I can't remember season two and three first episodes, but certainly I remember the first season episode of season one and this one, and they were both like in their action, you know, straight into it kind of thing. And I think that's like, it sets the tone for the actual season. So we'll see what happens and what unfolds, because I know there was a trailer at the end of season three which showed you what things to come, and there was a lot of action.
So to go back to one thing you said about the story, I think the anything that I've now realizing a couple of things. Anything that is this world building and has an interesting world, I enjoy. I like that type of thing. So I think maybe that's why towards the end of season three, I enjoyed that a lot. So I think I mentioned this to you in another conversation, but season two, I didn't really care for it that much. I really didn't. I was just like, okay, yeah, cool, Titans. I mean, they had some cool moments, but it wasn't interesting. To me, it's the whole of season two. I was like, can we get to the basement? Like, come on, man. Where's the basement?
Yeah.
I want to get to the basement. What the hell? But there were some interesting things and there were some really cool reveals, but season three really helped scratch that itch in terms of world building. And I think that's where it can go above just being a typical action show to actually having like a really interesting story. And now they're adding to the lore of like the founding Titans and Eldians and the Marlies and actually bringing that together. Yeah. That's when it starts to become, there's complexity to it now. So now you're thinking, well, whose side would I be on? Do I actually understand?
Exactly.
Do I understand the Malian? I understand where they're coming from. Okay. Interesting. So it's that type of thing that you... Now I'm starting to question, okay, so I want to take this back in and say, okay, so if I'm standing back, whose side would I be on?
Exactly.
Whose side would I be on?
You make a great point there, Solo, because, and I was going to mention this as well later, is like the way they started season four, episode one, is almost like they wanted you to sympathize with the Marlians as relates to their cause. Exactly. And it wasn't necessarily the Malians, but it was more so the Eldians within, you know, the Malians, I guess, captured group of people. Because as you know, there are some Eldians in the Mali ranks whereby they live in a separate section. They have to have the armbands to be identified as Eldians. But for them, they just want to gain their freedom. And the only way to do that is to show their loyalty.
Yeah, exactly.
As it relates
exactly.
to, you know, we can, we were, even in that episode, I think it was one or two, but there's a part where Reyna says to the boy, like, you know, don't ever question your loyalty to Mali, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. You know, even if there's even like some foreshadowing, or not foreshadowing, but there's even some I would say there's, if you go back to, I think it's season 3 where Zeke betrays his parents, you know, he betrays Aaron's father, forget his name, but he betrays them because, you know, his mom and dad are like part of the revolutionaries, and then after the son betrays their mom because he, you know, he's rooted in the Malian way as relates to, it's kind of like, and when I was thinking of that at this, and I don't mean to go there because nothing, it's just a story, and please, when you're listening to this podcast, I know, please don't drop your mouth, but it's kind of, oh, Solo's gonna be like, wait for it.
I'm waiting.
But it's kind of like, you know, I don't, it's such a sensitive, but you know how slavery was, right?
Okay.
You know how, and when it came to the slave trade, there were some black owners who sold black slaves just to make their white masters happier or to profit from it.
Okay.
Right. So yeah. You have that here where someone like Zeke, really, and again, it might be revealed that he's doing something whereby he's betraying the Malians. But in this case, Zeke is basically one of the, I would say, black slave traders who is basically going against his people in order to serve his captors, as it were. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I kind of see it. And I think it's also a case where you're here, you have the Malians, or, you know, you could call them, you know, whoever at the time was obviously enslaving black people. You have the Malians trying to eradicate a race, i.e. the Eldians, or in this case, you weren't trying to eradicate black people, but it was more so you trying to keep them captive, trying to keep them in chains. So there are some, maybe it's a stretch here, but there are some similarities here as it relates to being enslaved, using them for their kind of tools for war or tools for purpose as it relates to something that they want to gain. So in this case, obviously, it's the resources on Paradis. I mean, am I speaking rubbish here, Solo, or do you kind of see where I'm coming from?
Okay, so...
Oh, I'm probably stretching, right?
Yes and no. So let's go back a second, because I did this, okay? So I watched season 3, watched season 1. I was like, I still don't really understand the whole thing. So let me go back, and I read the wiki, right?
Mm-hmm,
it's always good. If in doubt, people, once you've read it, go back and read wikis.
Yeah,
we've all been there. Do you know the amount of times I've been spoiled on a show because I've clicked on
read
the wrong button?
Fandom wiki, yeah.
So, okay, so let me read this, okay, and then we'll go through it. Let me read this real quickly, right? Okay, so it says, the Eldia is a nation chiefly populated by the subjects of Mir, a race that can turn into titans. In ancient times, the Eldians used titans to build their empire, slaughtering countless peoples and taking their land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we stop there, okay, you can understand, like, colonialism, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The understanding, okay, cool, they used X power to conquer, slaughter, enslave numerous other people. This is Eldia. This is ancient Eldia, right? The people that we've seen so far.
Yep.
And then eventually the Eldian Empire grew unstable due to internal conflicts between the families with the power of the Titans. So like all those people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it collapsed during the Titan War. Right. Now Eldia lost, like you said, lost most of its land, as well as 7 of the 9 Titans to a newly reborn Mali, and many Eldians retreated to Paradis Island, the last territory. And Karl Fritz raised the walls that we now see to protect Eldia from Mali and from other nations in the world, and erased the memory of Eldia from the subjects of Ymir inside. Now, that doesn't sound like they're that good of a people.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying, again,
so,
you're right.
So, no, so, but my point is that it's we're now, like, have you ever heard that quote, history is his story? So
tales of two sides, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we've seen, we now know this. We now know exactly what has happened. So now, what I do like about season four is that we're now going to see, okay, now how about you see the other side? And what they're doing. So now we're seeing how even, what do you call it? That Marley, they're using some of the original Eldians as like, just like the vanguard. And they're like, just throwing them into battle, right? They're just like, so it's just like, whoa, hold up. Like, so it's, I'm going in a long way around to understand your point. But the point is, I'm trying to say is that, yeah, I understand what you're saying. And there are some similarities in terms of, okay, what basically, I think the similarities is that we've seen one race of people try to dominate and slaughter and basically genocide of other group of people.
Yeah.
We're now seeing that. And now we're seeing the revolt of that and how different groups have different motivations. So I can understand the difference between that. But however, your point about, okay, some Africans were selling slaves back, I don't see that as much. I don't see that. I don't see that because I don't see. I see it's still. How do I say it? I still see it as, okay, well, the reason why I don't see that. It's because what we have seen so far has still been around keeping certain people in power. And that was for very selfish reasons, selling people back into slavery or selling your own people. That was just purely for their own monetary or greed. And I'm not seeing basic greed. It's all to help the rise of one person.
Well, would you not say that Zeke is trying to help the rise of Marley by obviously trying
so that's what I mean. But he's not trying to do it. He's not doing it because he just wants money.
Okay, nah, fair enough. Nah.
He's not doing it for that. It's to, like you said, it's for the rise of where he's from, right? So that's hence the reason why I don't see it that way.
No. 1 out of 2 is not bad. I got the colonials and maybe not the actual slave masters. But no, I just saw those kind of one race. And I think you were right in terms of his history is his story. It's always, you know, there's always a side trying to justify what they're doing. And obviously the other side is obviously trying to justify. So there's always two sides to each story. So it's good to see from the Marlies or the Eldians within the Marlies what kind of perception they have, because, you know, they call them the devils and stuff like that. So yeah,
exactly.
You see that perception and see that thinking of what they think of others, only by knowing someone else, only by basically getting rid of ignorance, can we understand each other. And I think both sides are probably ignorant to each other. And I think it might be a case where they both need to understand, both sides need to understand each other in order to come to a resolution. Mm-hmm. But we shall see. And then speaking of that, how do we think the season is going to go, Solo? Because at the end of season 3, I don't even remember when, my name's go away. The guy who basically helps Eren's father, the guy who betrayed the Marlians, and then he turns into the Attack Titan. I can't remember his name. I can't remember. It's gone out of my head now.
Yeah, but I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah. At the end there, he says, do everything you can to save Eren and Mikasa. And then Eren's father asks, who is Eren and Mikasa? And he says, he doesn't know. Just something that popped into his head. And sometimes you see Eren as well get like different memories and stuff in his head. So you're thinking, because there's a theory that, you know, Eren's a time traveler. I'm not too sure if that's true. My thinking around this, and it's similar to, I know I'm going from like bloody Titan jaw biting guys to Disney's Lion King, but hear me out.
Oh my gosh. Go on then. Let's hear it.
No, but it's similar to, you know, the whole thing of, even Avatar says it, that we are all one as it relates to one blood, race, and stuff like that. So there's a quote by Meredith Grey in Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
Where she said,
okay. So we're going from Attack on Titan to Lion King to Grey's Anatomy.
No,
okay.
Just but you know, Lion King says, you know, we are one. He says, look out, you know, we are one. We are all. We are one. Oh, it's the circle of life, gosh. Guys. The circle of life.
But anyway, good. Go on, anyway, land.
Let me land. Yeah. Meredith Grey says, the ties that bind us are sometimes impossible to explain. They connect us even after it seems like the ties should be broken. Some bonds defy distance and time logic because sometimes some ties are simply meant to be. And I think it basically comes to the ties that bind us. You know, it's, if you listen to and if you read the wiki, you know, season 3 also, they say, you know, all Eldians are connected. All roads leads back to the founder. And it's almost similar to, I don't know if you've seen Avatar The Last Airbender, where there's that tree and it has the roots, and then all the roots basically lead back to that tree as it relates to the center. So I don't know here if it's a case where despite generations and despite different generations as it relates to time, they're still connected somehow, some way, as relates to the ties that bind. But it's just very strange how he has memories of Mikasa and Eren without ever meeting them, and saying even in the episode saying I don't know who they are. And Eren also has memories as well as relates to things that have happened in the past and the future. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Time traveler.
I don't know. I'm not saying time travel. That's just a theory. I think it's just more so a case where it's the ties that bind. You know, sometimes, you know, despite the fact that someone is six, seven generations away, there's a connection there that just can't be explained. So that's where I'm going for in terms of maybe there's a connection. And they do say there's a connection in the show. They say all Eldians lead back to the founding Titan. If you read the wiki also, it says, you know, Emir is the mother of all Eldians, kind of thing. And then she had three daughters and blah, blah, blah. So essentially she is that source. Do you know what I mean? So by through her, they're all connected. So I don't know if that is the reason for those flashbacks or the reasons for those future sightseeing is because of the Eldians' connections to each other.
Well, I should say that give me about a week, because we're going into Christmas holidays. I'm going to know a lot more than you, because I'm going to start reading the manga.
This guy.
Seriously, because I like stuff like this. You can't present me with such lore and then say, nah, you have to wait till next week to get a little bit more. And have 2 minutes at the beginning, 2 minutes at the beginning for the entrance, 2 minutes at the beginning of the end. No. I'm going straight to the source. I'm pretty sure the mag is nearly finished. So I'm gonna read a hell of a lot.
What? I hate you. I can read the manga as well, but I just won't.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, do it. So I'm sure that there's gonna be manga readers are gonna that are just listen and chuckle again. They know nothing.
Probably.
But you know what? Okay, so what do I think is going to happen? I think, in relation to what you just said, it's an interest. I don't think it's time travel. You're right.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think it's time travel. However, it is quite interesting. Like, for example, do you remember in season 3 where they're like, oh, look, this is a photograph, like this technology that exists beyond the wall and stuff? There is stuff that exist beyond the wall that can now basically just that alone leads you to realize that their story can bring in technology that we have yet to see, but it can be explained as well as beyond the wall, and they developed it out there. Time travel, I don't think is one of them. However, I do agree with you. I think there is something to do with the connection of this Titan bloodline and the Titan power. There is some sort of connection that runs through. Yeah. And I think there is definitely some link. And as to relate to, okay, Eren Kruger.
Yeah.
And why he mentioned Armin and Mikasa. I think, okay, quick one. Mikasa, Levi, Mikasa, Kenny.
Mikasa.
Oh, Kenny. Gosh. Yeah, actually, yeah. You know what? I do the same thing to you. When Ed says something wrong, I'm like, damn it. Come on, man. Say it properly. All right.
Nah, go on.
Mikasa.
Mikasa.
So okay. All right. Gosh, man.
Sorry, go on.
That's fine. You keep it in.
Nah.
Keep all of this in. Let them know what really goes down.
Cool.
This is how I get bullied, guys.
No, it's not.
But I think the Ackermans.
When you say Mikasa, I think Tsukasa. Nah, sorry.
You're keeping that in. You're keeping that in.
Mikasa is Tsukasa.
Okay, anyway. All right, but yeah,
nah,
that's
nah,
good.
Go on. Okay. Oh gosh.
Okay. I'm just butchering the language. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Now, the Ackermans and that whole idea that they have, I just watched it, but there's I remember Levi was talking to you can go and say the, give me the correct pronunciation. Sorry, say it again.
Who, Mikasa?
Okay, Mikasa. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
when Levi was talking to her and mentioned, okay, is there a time where you kind of, there was a moment where you just, something just clicked and you just felt a urge or a power surge through you? And she's like, yeah, I had that. Yeah, Kenny had that as well. And the whole, the fact that the family of Ackermans, they have like this kind of ability where they're stronger, faster, more ruthless than the average human. I think that has something to do with Titans. Now, and as a result, because I think that has something to do with Titans. I don't know how, but it's got something to do with Titans and the bloodline of Titans. Maybe they're like an offshoot, like a small offshoot. But also I feel that the reason I bring that up, I think that these people that have these kind of links or that Titan power, I think you're right. They are all connected, and connected not in the sense of time travel, but connected in the sense of like the, like, you know how sometimes people try to say that, oh, time is cyclical, so it just goes round in a circle. I feel that because their minds are all interlinked. So as a result, once you become a Titan, you have access to everybody who was and whoever will be that type of Titan. So as a result, you see snippets of each person's kind of, their life past almost. Past or future. So you see bits of it. Hence the reason why, like, I mean, with Eren, we've only ever seen the past, although we might see the future.
We see future as well.
You're right. So every time he touches someone, there's a little jolt where he realizes that, okay, cool, he's seen something. And then we learn more about the story through what his visions and these little mini flashbacks that he has. So I mean, and it's funny because we could be completely wrong.
We're only speculating now, audiences.
What I've seen so far, that's the impression I get. That it's the power of the Titan enables you to have glimpses into everybody who was and who will be a Titan. Well, that type of Titan, I should say. Yeah. And only certain bloodlines. I don't think like just the average Titan can do that, but
when you say certain bloodline, so the royal bloodline can only use the founding Titan's power to its maximum potential. So that's currently what Eren has. Hence why when he touched, I can't remember which Titan it was, but there was a royal Titan that he touched and basically he was able to command Titans. Basically, because even in season 3, he says, when I touch someone who is of royal blood, I can basically access the full powers of the founding Titan. So it could be that, you know, and I think even in the wiki it says when he's around or he's near Eldian with royal blood, he can basically start or activate the actual full power of the founding Titan. So I guess that could be something as relates to, you know, not I wouldn't say connection as it were, but just more so being able to access those abilities, you know, because not all Eldians can do what Eren does. I'm not sure if all Titans can do what Eren does as well. It might be just because he has a founding Titan inside him. I'm not too sure. I think that's the reason. But back to your point, I think, as we know, everyone, basically anime is influenced by so many things. You speak about, you know, the link, you know, Avatar, he has linked to his past self so he can access Like their memories and stuff like that. Similar with My Hero, with Midoriya having access to the previous previous All For One members as well. So it, I think there's something in there as relates to, you know, a neural network, as it were, of... Maybe you're right. I think maybe it is all Titans, because the Attack Titan guy didn't have the Founding Titans power, but he said Eren and Mikasa. So, hey guys, we, I'm sure manga readers will just basically email us, Super Anime Podcast.
Don't spoil us. Well, I will give you like a week and then we can all be manga readers. We can unite. But
like, give me like a week, you know. Guys, please email me, Super Anime, that's Super S, 3 U's, P-E-R at Hotmail, S3U's, P-E-R, .com/contact on our website, and then just so I can ruin it for Solo. Or you can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Super Anime, S-U-U-U-P-E-R, 3 U's, at Super Anime. But nah, that would be interesting. Like right now, I say anime people are all in the dark. Obviously, manga readers are just like, yeah. But it'll be interesting to see.
So one thing that you just said that I wanted to just touch upon, right?
Yeah.
So you said that, and the thing is, if a show or a book forces me to reread it to understand, like to really get something, I'm like, oh, yes,
that's what this did.
That's what I like. So, there's a book I'm reading at the moment called The Malazan. And it's like that, it's so dense with lore and mythology that I'm always like rereading passages to say, hold up a second, is what, huh? What? So, but it's good because it's rewarding. You just said something that triggered me. Do you remember who the Smiling Titan was?
I think it was that girl who was in love with, you know, that the girl who becomes the royal queen, or the, you know, the leader. I can't remember her name now. Is that her?
No. So her name. Oh. No. But in season three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her name is Dina Fritz.
Yes, that's the girl. That's what I said. The girl who was in love with, what's it called?
I thought you were talking about someone else there, you know.
No, Dina Fritz goes on in season three to become like the leader, as it were, because she has royal blood.
No, not her. That's Historia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
look at this guy. You need to rewatch it.
I can't remember. Is Historia the blonde girl then?
Yeah, that's Historia. That's Historia Reese.
Oh. I'm so confused. But go on. So the
Titan that originally killed Eren's mom.
Eren's mom, yeah. Yeah. She was
and that died basically in season three. She got killed. She died in season three.
No,
The Smiling Titan died in season three.
No, because Eren's wife. Not Eren's wife, sorry. What's Eren's father's name?
Grisha.
Grisha's wife was actually the woman who killed Eren's mom.
That's the same person. Dina Fritz.
Yeah. Oh, is that her? Okay, fine. But she didn't die in season three. She basically was a Titan. Okay. When you say die, I classify being turned into a Titan as dying.
Here's what you're saying. So she is turned, you see the understanding where she got turned into a Titan.
A Titan, yeah, based on, you know,
yeah,
she
but remember that was
the
in
wall,
the past.
Yeah.
I mean, that same the Titan that she became was the same one that killed Eren's mom.
Eren's mom, yeah.
The Eren's mom right at the beginning, season one.
Yeah, which is crazy, yeah.
Same one. And you said that, oh, that Eren gets that power issue here, how he can access the power once he touches somebody of royal blood.
Yeah.
And remember when he first used the scream, or the ability to control the Titans, what was he doing? He was touching.
He was touching.
He was in physical contact with Dina Fritz, who's royal blood. She's royal blood.
Yeah.
She's royal blood. So it's interesting to see how that pans out as well. It's interesting to see how, okay, so, because I don't think Eren, he didn't tell anyone. He just realized that within himself, like, crap. I can't actually control anyone. And the last person that we had, she's dead now. So so unless she's going to go around with a royal blood just permanently connected to him, like, he's going to, it's going to be quite interesting.
But I was reading the wiki, and again, I don't know. This is just me speculating. I could be wrong, but it said Eren doesn't get to really fully access the Founding Titan power. Eren finally gets to access the full power of the Titan's power when he comes in contact.
Wait, careful now, because you don't want to start reading the wiki and it's telling you stuff that you find out in the manga. That's why. That's why. Let me just stop you right there before you spoil me.
Never mind.
You have to go anime. You have to make sure for anything. This is advice for anyone to get spoiled. You go to your anime of choice. You do your wiki. You go to the fandom page, wherever it is. You go. If you're an anime only watcher, you go by season, episode review. Do not go to characters, because if I went to Eren Yeager character, I will be.
That's
spoiled.
What I did. That's what I did. So that's probably why. Okay, yeah. I won't say anymore.
Look at you. You might as well read the manga.
I should, to be honest. I've been spoiled so much by reading the different character profiles and stuff. But I'm still in the loss of a lot of things. So we'll never know. But it's still an interesting concept. I'm still baffled about this whole ties that bind kind of thing with people being able to remember other memories. So I haven't been spoiled about that. So that's something good. One of the things I mentioned in the beginning, Solo, is one of the fan theories is this is all a dream. This is probably the worst speculation.
No, but
do you think it is?
No. If it's a dream, that is soul crushing.
Yeah.
That's depressing. Because that's no. In no shape or form. Even if it's logical. If for some reason the author of Attack on Titan ever decides to listen to our show, hello, welcome to the show. Hope you stay with us. Please, please, let it not be. It was all a dream. That's just so lazy. I'd say it's a lazy way. It's a lazy way out.
I absolutely agree. I can't.
There's no way. I haven't even read that theory, and I'm not going to. I just don't want it. I don't even want it to be true. I don't want it to be true. I just really don't want it to be true. It's not something that... I guess it's just... There must be a more interesting way. Because they've already said, okay... I remember almost the exact thing I heard when I thought, oh, okay. You know when they said, oh, the power was given to Ymir because she made a deal with the devil?
Yeah, well, that's the Marlian's interpretation. Yeah. The Eldians think she just... met a goddess and ate a fruit and then therefore was able to get the power.
So either way, I was like, oh, okay, I like this. I like this. Could be multiple different interpretations. What really happened? Are we going to find out? Are we not? And even if we don't, just trying to explore the different options available already is interesting to me. So I don't want them to go and just eliminate. It's like an easy way out. To say, yeah,
100%.
Like, for example, little thing, shout out to our man Armin, now the Colossal Titan.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Armin.
That's
all I wanted to do. I just wanted to go on a mad tangent and just say a shout out to
Armin. Okay, so going from one bad theory to a good theory.
Yeah, go on.
So someone thinks it's... Oh, sorry, did you say unlike me?
No.
Oh, sorry. this guy.
Get a little bit...
You know I edit this, so I can just basically rehear what you say. But anyway, there's another theory that says Attack on Titan is about World War II. So fans believe there's an analogy with World War II, many parts of the anime can be compared to World War II. For example, elements of the anime parallel other pieces of literature centered around bombing or Hiroshima. Another example is the fact that many of the characters have Germanic names. And you can see it as well when the guys in Marlian talking about how Titans will soon be disposable because the enemy is building better weapons and so on and so forth. So Titans could be seen as weapons of mass destruction. So, I mean... I don't think it's about World War II, but I'm sure the writer probably took inspiration.
Yeah. I was reading another article similar to that saying about how some people, I think it's China and North Korea, they're not too happy with the storyline because they feel like it's allegory for what's happening over there and how they decide, the way they decide to set up their country politically. So I think that either way, he is definitely taking inspiration from.
Yeah.
various political regimes. Which one he's decided to take, I'm sure he's taken an inspiration from many different ones. But it's very clear that he's taken inspiration from countries that have been controlled in the amount of information they receive and the amount of freedom they have outside of their boundaries and their country lines and their borders. So, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, is it World War II? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess the Germanic names is probably a massive kind of lean there. But I can see that. I can see that making sense. I can see it making sense.
We'll see. Anyway, we're all speculating right now. But we'll see at the end what really happens.
Next episode, I'm gonna come through and say, "Yeah, I know. I know what's happening."
Or
now.
Whatever, man.
I know what's happening now.
Please, guys, if you're listening, superanimepodcast.com/contact. That's super with 3 U's. Email me today or tomorrow before Solo finds out, just so I can ruin it for him.
Oh gosh.
Or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, super anime. Just anywhere. We're on all platforms.
A telegram.
We're on all platforms. Just find us and then I will ruin it for Solo. Another one, Solo. Do you think the anime series will age well? When we talk about, you know, we did a great show on episode one, our first one. If you you should go back to listen to that as relates to great seasons with one... great shows with one season. Do you think, obviously this has way more than one season, but do you think this is an anime that will age well? You know, we had like in episode one of this podcast, we obviously spoke about the likes of Cowboy Bebop, Gurren Lagann, and so on and so forth, Samurai Champloo, as animes which have aged well, which, you know, you could watch right now and still be like, oh, what a great anime. Do you think this is a season or an anime which will age well, say 10, 20 years time?
It depends on how season four ends. I think it heavily depends on how season four ends. I think it's like anything. The beginning is strong. Like, we all know that. I think Attack on Titan had an insane explosion in that first season. Everybody was hyped about it, including myself. And I think so. The start was good. I think season three was really good for me. Season two might be a little bit different, but season three was really good. It depends on how the anime ends. It depends on how the anime ends, which is interesting because obviously I don't know if the anime is going to... I don't know how much they're going to take from the manga. Because I know the manga's nearly finished. It's still ongoing, but it's nearly finished. So, or it might be already finished. No, it's not. It's not already finished. But so for me, I'm just kind of thinking... Depending on how it ends, it could be good. It's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones had a terrific start. The early seasons were good, and then it started to kind of drop off. It started to
there was actually someone who went as Halloween as a trash bag and put Game of Thrones season 8 on the actual trash bag.
Yeah, it's exactly. See? And multiple people that say it. So, and now, people still remember how good it was, but people, I think with time, I guarantee you, when George R.R. Martin finishes the books, there will be a petition for somebody to say, can we redo it? I'm sure somebody will say, can we redo it now? I mean, all the actors will be a lot older by that time. But point being is that I think a lot of people prefer a strong ending. Not prefer. A lot of people just flat out like good endings. So it depends on how it ends. If it ends well, then I think it will go down as a really good show. And if it does have this kind of political lean to it, and it is allegory, then I think it could go down really well. It could be a way of explaining political regimes using a different medium.
I completely agree with you. I mean, strong ending is definitely needed, but I don't think, you know, as they say in life, guys, it's all about the journey. It's not about where you end. It's how what you experience throughout that journey. And I think, look, my brother still rewatches Game of Thrones despite the bad ending, and I'm sure a lot of people will, because it was a great show despite the ending. So I think people, depending on how it ends, I think people still will. I mean, especially like season one to three, we'll still watch it as it relates to being a great 100%, anime.
100%.
again, obviously, if it ends in an amazing way, then it's just definitely going to go down as, you know, an anime which is going to, which has to be in the catalog. I mean, I hate the whole thing where, oh, if you're an anime fan, you need to watch this or so and so forth. I don't need to. There's so many different animes out there. But I do think, as it relates to cementing its place in anime history or maybe just a great anime, it will need to have a good ending. But I still think it has. I think as a brand, as an anime, a lot of people, and that's testament to not just the story, but obviously how it was promoted and so on and so forth, but mainly because of the story and how good it was, a lot of people know about AOT. It will be like your One Pieces. It will be like your... In fact, some people, when I was looking at the anime community, some people doing surveys actually like AOT above One Piece, which is crazy. But, you know, it could be a case where, again, more people will be attracted to AOT just because it doesn't have so many episodes, you know, so they can basically watch that and then not watch One Piece. I think it will do well. I think it will do well 10, 20 years time.
Yeah.
It could be that One Piece doesn't do well because a lot of people don't watch it, which is sad, but I say that, well, but it's still the best-selling manga. It's the best-selling manga, so probably not.
I was like, probably what do you mean not. A lot of people don't watch it?
In terms of the newer generation.
I think a lot of people do. I just think, for as good as it is, it could also, you could argue that it could actually attract a lot of more people if it was shorter.
Who, One Piece?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. 100%. But shout out to people who are actually starting One Piece. I see that all the time in the anime community.
Have you seen that? Sorry to jump in. You seen that YouTube, Totally Not Mark?
No, I haven't seen that. What's that?
A YouTuber called Totally Not Mark. And he started... I think it was like early this year or maybe late last year. He started watching One Piece from the beginning, and he's now caught up. He does really good reviews. Check him out. Yeah.
Totally not Mark. Oh, sick.
It's good. All right. It's really good.
I would definitely check him out. Anyway, we've come to the end, guys. We don't know if everyone dies, as I mentioned in the beginning. But we do know Sola has bad jokes. Anywho. Guys, what do you think? Obviously, this was just our first impressions. Do you guys have any like theories, fan theories, speculations as relates to what season 4 will unfold? If you are a manga reader of this, I don't mind being spoiled as long as I can spoil it before Sola reads the manga.
Okay, look.
So please, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or superanimepodcast.com/contact. That's super with three U's.
Oh my gosh. Like, I'll be honest. Okay, look. So I honestly, this is like all jokes aside. I do have to thank you. Because if it wasn't for you reminding me, oh, you should watch season 4, I don't think I would have watched Attack on Titan anytime soon.
Look at this guy.
Seriously, I do not think I would have watched Attack on Titan anytime soon. And I was watching season 2. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is... I remember why this was good. Season 3 came. I was like, oh, hello. Okay. Yeah. I remember why I liked this in season 1. So to the point where I'm like, okay, cool. I want to read the manga. And I don't do that often because I know I say, oh, look, I'm a manga reader. But we only have so much time. So I only read the manga that I actually really want to understand the story. And I hate not understanding parts of the story. So even now that we've gone through it, there's still certain things I want to go back and say, I'm really not sure if I totally understand the whole, oh, okay, Eldia, Marley.
Yeah,
100%. Do I really understand this or am I chatting crap? So, and
latter, but yeah, you know.
Look at you. I'll let you have that one. So, my point being is that I want to, as a result of that, if I have those sorts of questions for myself, I think, yeah, I'm going to read the manga. So, I'm legit going to read the manga. So, if in a later next episode, if I start spoiling things for you, just know that I've read the manga and I'm ready.
No hable ingle, Mr. Solo. Mr. Mikasa.
Oh my gosh.
no hable ingle, Mr. Mikasa. No, but I totally understand what you're saying there. But we'll see. We'll see what the season four. I'm excited to see how it ends, how it unfolds. So, Solo. I know we've just spoken about Attack on Titan. Solo, we actually had someone contact us regarding Solo's special stories.
Look at this.
I know, right?
All right.
So, guys, if you if you're listening and just wondering quickly what Solo's special stories are, go to our Halloween special episode and our bonus episode as well on Halloween special. And essentially, what that the way this kind of came about was. Solo mentioned that he can make any Pokemon sound scary. I said, no way. And to his true self, he actually did. He actually made some Pokemon sound scary. So we're giving him a challenge and I opened it up to the listeners. And we actually had someone come back. So thank you very much, listeners. I know sometimes you just listen, but please, I really, really appreciate the emails. I said it can be email, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Super Anime, Super 3Us. You will find us. Just like literally say the Pokemon. You don't have to write anything long. Just say the Pokemon and we'll get Solo to do a Solo special story.
Who was the kind individual that was...
Pressure.
What was the name of the person?
Yeah, so the person name's Ade. Okay. Ade basically, thank you very much, Ade. Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Ade mentioned he's loving Solo special stories, and he said, his favorite Pokemon. Are you ready, Solo? Oh, this is a good one. When I read this, I was just like, no way, Solo can do this. You may need to Google this, so you might not know him. But he said, can you do his favorite Pokemon, which is Kadabra?
Kadabra. Wait.
Yeah, it's the pre evolution of Abracadabra.
Yeah, there's Abra, Kadabra, and then there's Alakazam. So Kadabra.
Oh yeah, sorry, Abracadabra.
So which one did he say? Was it Abra or Kadabra?
Kadabra.
Okay, so the second one.
Yeah. you know what? We'll give you like 2 minutes, maybe read around the Pokemon's traits. It's okay.
I know Kadabra. I'm just thinking the setting. I'm thinking the setting. I need to get the right. I need to find the rest.
Take your time. No pressure. Don't know why in my mind is that song. Abracadabra. I'm gonna reach out and grab you.
Oh, yeah. Abracadabra. Yeah. I'm gonna reach out and grab you. Yeah. Got it.
You sure? You don't need any more time?
I got it.
Okay. Oh, well, I will assume my position and close my eyes.
So, as normal, guys, including you, Ed, sit back. Close your eyes. Let's go into another episode of Solo Special Stories. All right, let's go. All right, thank you, Ade. You've picked Kadabra. I had to get the juices flowing there, but I've got one for you. Right. Wait, hold up. I need to just check something. Okay, all right. I'm just thinking because the important thing. Okay, let me just get this. Mm-hmm.
I was there, man.
This is a story. This is a lesson. All right. The setting and the start is always important. The setting is always important. You can always make the scary thing sound scary, but it's the start and the setting that's important. Okay. Here we go.
So tell me when I need to go back into receivership and close my eyes.
It's time.
All right. Let me assume my position. Everyone listening, assume your comfortable position. Close your eyes.
Okay. All right, okay, everybody, including you, Ed. It's time for another Solo Special Story segment. Right. So, relax, take a seat, lie down, get comfortable, and close your eyes. Here we go. It's 11 p.m. at night. You're at home watching some films. You're binge watching. You're home alone. There's no one else around you. You're sat down on your sofa eating some ice cream. You hit to the bottom of the ice cream. You think, you know what? I'm going to get something else from the kitchen. You walk into the kitchen. It's a bit dark. Open the fridge, and the light of the fridge illuminates the rest of the room. You're looking in, you're looking around, and behind you, you hear the forks, the knives, the spoons, all rusted. You think, nah, that can't be anything. You ignore it. You get yourself some orange juice. You pour it out. You start hearing the drawer rattle again. It's not a problem. You close the fridge. The only light from the kitchen is from the moonlight coming through the window. As you walk to the cutlery drawer, the drawer flies out. You think that you might have done it, because since you were holding the drawer, you think, nah, maybe it's just me. You put the forks back in the drawer, and as you walk away, you slip on a spoon. You get a bit frustrated. You think, nah, this can't be happening. There's nothing here. You put the spoon back in the drawer. You walk out the kitchen and you hear the drawer slam back open again. All the spoons fly up. You turn around in horror and you're staring at all the spoons, all straight, staring straight at you. And you think, but spoons can't see. Why are they staring at you? You see your spoons all start to arrange in the form of an eye and come closer to your face. You back away. You back closer to the window. The light illuminating all the spoons. The spoon light hitting various parts behind the kitchen. And you see a figure start to float. You try to run away, and as you try to run away, you realize that you're not moving anywhere. You realize that you're levitating off the floor. You get turned around, and you see glowing eyes in the darkness of the kitchen. You start levitating towards the dark figure. The last thing you see is dark black eyes with an orange furry fist gripping around your neck. Kadabra? Done. How about that idea? Did I do it? I wasn't sure there. Wasn't sure there.
Woo.
I can see some improvements already.
Grab on my neck,
I see
boy.
Some improvements already that I could have made, but okay, that's all right. Catch me on the fly.
Nah, that was good. I felt that grab on my neck. You know where you got me is I took a gulp where the spoons.
You took a gulp.
Where the spoons formed into an eye. Oi. Jeez Louise,
oh,
boy.
Hey.
Nah, that was really good, Solo. Ade,
I hope you're satisfied.
Enjoyed
I hope
that
you're
one.
Satisfied. I hope you're
oh,
satisfied.
Oh my goodness. That was ooh. Oh.
I hope this.
And then the whole I could literally see Kadabra grab my neck right there. I think shining your eyes just makes it even more, 10
gosh.
Times. That was good, yeah. Solo. That was really,
right,
really
let's
good.
See. That's
that
good. Give really me another good. One, though. That was...
Guys, I really want to hear more of this.
Give me another one. There are a couple. Because after I said that first story, I thought there was 100% going to be some Pokemon that I can't do. And there is. I looked at some Pokemon. There's some Pokemon. If anyone says a Pokemon, I'm going to be like, hey. Yeah, you got me. I can't do this. There's nothing
no,
scary about
no,
that.
No, you have to take the challenge. Or I will. I will have to take it, guys.
No, you don't want
so,
to take the challenge.
You're walking down the street, right?
And you slip over. And someone's looking at you.
Okay, no. Let me have a go. Let me have a go.
What are you gonna do?
It's not a special story. Kadabra. Let me have a go for Kadabra.
Okay.
See what I could do.
Okay.
All right, let's go. You don't have to close your eyes or anything because as you heard from the bonus episode, Halloween episode, my Pikachu.
Not the best.
And Squirtle best. Stories. Like, and the reason why I do this, guys, is just because you may think this is easy, but it's really not. It really is not. That's why I have to commend Solo in comment, because I literally just gave him that name right now. There was no email or Solo, you think of something for Kadabra. It's literally after I knew that after this Attack on Titan episode, I would give it to him. So, Solo.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kudos.
Thank you
very kudos much. To that. But yeah, if you were a new listener, listen to this. As I mentioned in the beginning, if you like this episode, do check out our other episodes and do share it with a friend and friends who like Attack on Titan, or share any other episodes you listen to that you like with anime friends. We're super family here, so we appreciate all the support we can get. And if, of course, if you're a returning listener, please, if you haven't already, do share it with a friend or someone who likes Attack on Titan, or share any other episode that you like really enjoyed with a friend. That would be a great Christmas present for us. So thank you so much. Stay safe. Merry Christmas. And yeah, we'll see you next week. So you've made it to the end of the show. Thank you so much. So with regards to the actual details of the competition, we're giving two lucky people the chance to win a Redbubble voucher. Now, if you go to Redbubble, you can find so many different things on there. Specifically, you can also find some anime merchandise there as well, from cups to masks to figurines, so many different things. And we're giving two lucky people two £20 vouchers to use as you want on redbubble.com. So you're asking, Super Anime Podcast, how do I win this? How do I not be a Grinch like Mr. Solo Man? Well, let me tell you guys, this is how you're going to win it. We want you to send us an email or a voice note. You can do either on our website. We would like you to give us an anime podcast episode idea in terms of what we should do. And not only will you be able to win the episode voucher, but you also be able to introduce the episode idea that we choose. So it's a great opportunity. We want to give back because we're thankful for our family. So please, that's again, what anime podcast idea would you have for us? Winner gets £20, two people get £20 each, and also the opportunity to introduce the episode. More details on the website, and we'll leave a link in the show notes. Hey, Super Family. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate, and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with three U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate, and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions, and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with three U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.